In reports on WHYY over the past week, we've learned a lot about Philadelphia's gang problem, including gangs that have members as young as 7 years old. We've also heard about South Philly's struggle with neighborhood-based gangs and efforts to combat those gangs through a multi-agency program called Focused Deterrence. Joining me now is WHYY Urban Life correspondent Elizabeth Feeler, who reported and produced the series. Welcome, Liz.
Happy to be here.
Liz, as part of your reporting on this series on gangs in Philadelphia, you went on a ride-along with two officers from the 17th Police District in South Philly. I understand you were with them when they made an arrest that may not seem significant, but they believe it was. Tell me about that.
Sure. So I was riding along with these police officers in South Philly. We come to a sudden stop on a street and look up, and there's a kid standing in this vacant lot between two houses. It's dark out. The cops yell for him to take his hands out of his pockets. And Officer James O'Neill, one of the police officers I was riding along with, he keeps asking the 14-year-old, "What are you doing? Why are you here?" He starts digging through the debris that's in the vacant lot. He finds a toy gun. The kid has a scarf in his pocket. And eventually the kid admits that he took the toy gun from a corner store a few minutes earlier. That's how this whole chase started. Then Officer O'Neill's partner leaves to check out the surveillance footage from the corner store. So I'm there. It's just me, the 14-year-old, who's sitting on the steps, and Officer O'Neill. And the kid turns to the officer and asks him what his job is like. What's it like to be a cop? And O'Neill says that his job involves every emotion you could imagine. He tells the kid it's tiring, it's fun, it's sad, but overall, it's really worthwhile work. And in response, the kid said something that I really didn't expect. So I asked him just to be sure.
You say you want to be a cop? Or you want?
I thought about it.
So how did Officer O'Neill respond to that?
So Officer O'Neill told him that if this was his only infraction, the only brush with the law, he could still pursue his goal of joining law enforcement. It was an odd moment, you know, to be standing there. There's this arrest with the cop, the kid, and there's this tender moment between these two individuals who are obviously in really different places in their lives.
Then what happened?
So then we drive to the family's house, and Officer O'Neill, I stayed in the car. As per regulations, Officer O'Neill goes up, he knocks on the door. A few minutes later, I go up, it's fine. O'Neill's talking to the kid's aunt and his mom at the front door. And if what the kid said surprised me about joining law enforcement, then the question that the mom and the aunt asked at the front door surprised me even more. They asked, do we have to come pick him up?
Yeah, I suggest you do. Well, suppose we don't. What's going to happen?
You have to. Well, then he'll go to placement. He'll get sent up to the study center if no one comes to get him.
So,
you just want to abandon him?
He abandoned us?
Has he been coming home at night?
He
does what he wants.
Is he high?
He said he smokes weed. I asked him that, but he didn't have anything on him. He had a lawyer, but no drugs. So,
because he's a problem child.
So, Liz, how does the story of this 14-year-old arrested for stealing a plastic toy gun relate back to the gangs you reported on in the series?
Right. So after the arrest, I asked Officer O'Neill, you know, sort of what's the deal? You made an arrest here, a kid who stole a $3.50 gun. You believe it's a worthwhile arrest. Why? And he made this connection between this kid who stole a gun and could have potentially used it to commit crimes and the kids I was talking about in the reports that I did on gangs. These are kids who are vulnerable. They lack guidance. They may lack family structure at home. They lack, you know, adults to sort of guide them and give them a sense of right and wrong. And Officer James O'Neill said, well, I'll just let him make the connection.
There's a lot of people that don't have guidance at home, and they lean towards the streets and their friends who accept them, and they all do the same thing. I mean, they follow each other and they hang out with each other and make them their own little family. And if it's criminal activity and that's all they know because they're not getting the proper guidance at home, then what are they going to do? I mean, so it's our job to try to teach them right from wrong.
Liz, thanks for producing and reporting on this very important topic. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
And to see what Liz saw on her police ride along in South Philly, and to read more of her reporting on gangs in Philadelphia, go to newsworks.org.